First is a personal question about myself. Was your father proud of you? I think the honest answer is he was ambivalent. In one respect, he thought I was intellectually superior, smart, unusual, special, etc. But on the other hand, there were things that bothered him about me. He was not adored openly by me or my brother in the way that he expected. My mother told us virtually every day as we were growing up, your father is a famous surgeon, his patients worship him, and he expects you to have the same attitude. Well, of course, you know, you can't tell kids that without them rebelling and standing off. I did really admire him as a surgeon, as a creative person. He gave everything to his career as theoretically, as perfectly as he could. But as a person, I'm not going to tell stories about him, but he was very erratic, and I had a definitely different attitude to him, and in that respect, he did also to me. One of the biggest problems, I think, where he was hurt by me is when he saw me transferring my intellectual and emotional allegiance to Ayn Rand over him, rejecting his medical practice, which he was eager for me to continue, and even deciding intellectual issues with her, deciding what I thought, rather than with him. I recall talking to him once after I had met her about the issue of God, and I told him I had become an atheist. And he was quite annoyed. And I said, well, I don't think you even believe in God. He said, no, but it should be me that you talk about issues like that, not a novelist. So there was that ambivalence. We weren't emotionally close. However, it has a happy ending in that near the end of his life, he came to visit a class in Denver University, that I was teaching. I think he was proud. And he said to me, you're right in having given up medicine. They've ruined medicine, and I'm proud again to see what you're doing. And actually, the day before he died, he said, I'm going to miss you when you leave, which was the most passionate declaration I ever got from him. So you figure out yes or no is the answer.